Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary?
Día de los Muertos.
There is nothing like the pain of grieving a loved one. But in order to grieve, you must be sure they're really gone. It was Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. I eagerly set up our family's altar. It's a tradition that goes back almost 3,000 years. A day to celebrate those who have died, and it's usually our ancestors. We set up the living room with photos of our deceased family members, along with candles and special treats to commemorate each of them. This year was different because my abuela had just died. I was still heartbroken and took extra care with her offerings. I placed tiny skulls made out of sugar in front of each of those who had passed. While the altar stays lit, it's customary to go outside and celebrate with our neighbors, telling stories of those who died to honor them, while also celebrating the life we still have. As the music festival began to play outside, my parents were in good spirits. My brother, Antonio, on the other hand, had just entered puberty, and if being a menace was an occupation, he was a CEO. My parents asked us to finish placing treats on the altar while they went out to meet the neighbors to dance. While I was putting the skull candies in front of each member of the family, Antonio was eating the leftovers out of the bag. Not a complete defilement, but rude, no doubt. I simply rolled my eyes, and then at one point he tried to lightly kick the table to see if he could knock anything over, forcing me to work harder. I tried not to give him attention, but he was getting on my last nerve. Before we were about to leave to join our parents, I looked at my abuela Tute's photo and I pulled out a special treat, a bottle of Pepsi, which was her favorite to splurge on, as I poured a glass for her on the altar. Boo! Antonio jumped out from behind the door with a skeleton mask on and scared me half to death. Thanks a lot, you jerk, I shouted. I had spilled soda all over the tablecloth. I went to grab a towel from the kitchen. When I returned, the skull candy in front of Abuela's photo was gone. I turned to ask Antonio if he knew anything and saw him chewing. And that was it. I ripped the bag of candies from his hand. I informed him I would tell our parents and he'd lose his phone for a week. He jumped up, swearing it wasn't him and that he didn't touch anything on the altar. We stormed into the kitchen, still arguing. I put away the candy, and then we heard a bang coming from the living room. We rushed back in to see what had happened. Checking the altar, that's when I saw all the skull candies were missing. Then the temperature dropped instantly. I turned to scream at Antonio, but saw true fear in his eyes. He didn't take the skulls. And we were not alone. As if to confirm this, a breeze ran through the room. I rushed to close up the window, but it wasn't open. Another gust blew the candles out. It was now pitch black, except for a tiny ember from the candle in front of Abuela. The flame looked as if it was trying to reignite. Antonio grabbed my hand and slowly we crept towards it. The flame then grew bigger and bigger. But it wasn't fire. We looked closer. Could it be? She began crying out in Spanish, flames licking her face as she spoke, but she wasn't looking at me. Her sights were set on Antonio, who was in complete shock. She screamed at him without warning. She lunged from the flame, grabbing him by the throat and pushing him up against the wall. She threatened that if he didn't behave, he would be next on the altar. She then suddenly softened. She let go of his neck, slowly pacing his feet back on the ground. She wiped away his tears and dusted off his shirt. She said, "Now be the good boy. I know you can be." Then she floated my way, and without saying a word, she embraced me with the biggest smile of pride and showed me her hand. It was filled with the candy skulls. She winked and then began to eat them, one by one, as she moved back towards her candle. She grew smaller and smaller until the light went out and the temperature rose again. Our parents burst through the door, laughing and dancing and asking us to hurry. We stood there frozen from the encounter. It took a moment to realize that there was light, warmth. The altar was back to its original state. Everything was as it should be. A lot has changed since the Dia de los Muertos. Antonio has been on his best behavior since. We couldn't be closer, and the photo of Abuela now has a cheeky little smile that wasn't there before. And only Antonio and I know the story behind it. The other day, a friend of mine confided in me about how some things were going on in her life. I was very worried about her, and immediately I suggested that she go to Talkspace and set up a time to speak with someone. It's been so helpful to me, and I wanted her to have the same kind of care that I have gotten. Talkspace offers therapy and psychiatry, and you can talk with someone from the privacy of your own home. Talkspace is mental health care that meets you wherever you are. It simplifies taking care of your therapy and psychiatry needs because it eliminates the need to commute to appointments, miss time at work, or line up childcare in order to attend sessions. Plus, instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send text messages to your therapist to let them know the issues you're facing in real time. It's mental health care made easy. There have been times where I have put off therapy because setting up appointments were so difficult and having to go somewhere physically was not always easy. I know that with Talkspace, they make it so easy to embed it in your ever-changing schedule because life is always changing. You're always changing. Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. So instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist 24/7 and they'll engage with you daily 5 times a week. As a listener of this podcast, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace to match with a licensed therapist today. Go to Talkspace.com and make sure to use the code SCARY to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's SCARY and Talkspace.com. From Amazon Music, I Hear Fear is a new anthology series of suspenseful stories hosted by Carey Mulligan. These stories are inspired by true events and real places. So the next sound you hear could be your very own scream. In each episode of I Hear Fear, you'll be treated to a new psychological thriller, a forest monster who lures teens into the woods and never lets them return, a line of beauty products that takes the search for youth to dark extremes, and an EDM party that turns deadly when the DJ takes over more than just the dance floor. These might sound like urban legends, but I Hear Fear proves the scariest stories of all of the ones are true. I Hear Fear will introduce immersive horror and lead you straight into the heart of darkness. Prepare to be taken on a journey into the unknown. Hey Prime members, listen to Amazon Music exclusive podcast, I Hear Fear, in the Amazon Music app. Download the app today. Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. And did you know you can listen to Something Scary podcast right here on Snarled or on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts? And if you'd like to submit a story, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Thanks so much and see you next time.